Are you an entrepreneur looking for more free time, more money, or just looking for that success blueprint? The Proven Entrepreneur is the podcast for you. Host Don Williams and his guests share real success stories from proven entrepreneurs. Here's your host, Don Williams.
Hey, Don Williams here with today's episode of the Proven Entrepreneur Show. I've got my good friend from Dallas, so I think he's in Austin today, Rishi Khanna with Ishir and N08. Welcome to the show, Rishi.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And good to see you. You're looking healthy, wealthy, and wise, as always. So let's hop right in. What? Tell us about, I know you own multiple businesses. I think you own more than the two that I announced. But let's talk about what's getting most of your time, most of your attention. What's your main business focus today?
Well, the business I'm in is actually in custom software development. And different businesses I have are all ancillary to that sort of service. And the way I explain to my friends is that I am sort of the Mini Cooper, BMW, and Rolls-Royce of a service. Right? The Mini Cooper of the business is about helping customers staff remote IT staffing teams or software development teams globally. The BMW of the service is where we do digital transformation, which is around modernizing the software, helping them move into the cloud, or help use automation to scale the business. The top shelf of our business is N08, the shirt I'm wearing, which is about creating, leveraging innovation and helping develop digital products for the business that actually help you grow 10x or 20x and really exponentially grow your business.
Awesome. So how long have you been in automobile version? Just kidding. How long have you been in the software development world?
I've been in the software development world actually since I was about third grade. So I've been software developing since then. But for enterprises, I've been developing software since I was in high school.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So all right. Well, let's take you way back. Let's roll the clock way back to little Rishi. Okay. And so as a child, okay, were your parents entrepreneurial? Did they kind of plant that entrepreneurial seed in your life?
Yes, they did. In fact, both my parents are entrepreneurs. They both had their own businesses. At one point, my dad sold his business and then combined forces with my mom to help grow her business. So yeah, so we've been, I would just say, my dad was the first generation entrepreneur, but my mom came from an entrepreneur family. She came from a family that actually had businesses prior to marrying my dad.
Awesome. And so do you have brothers and sisters, and are they entrepreneurial as well?
I have a sister. She's also an entrepreneur. She's also a serial entrepreneur. And imagine, four entrepreneurs on a dining table growing up. You know, it's interesting. It's an interesting place.
I'm sure the stories and the conversation was lively. We're still back at Little Rishi, okay? And what was your first job where you actually got paid?
So interesting. So my first job that I actually got paid was after I graduated from UT Austin. I got my consulting role at Deloitte, and I worked for them for 16 months. So I had only 16 months of paycheck.
Okay. So 16 months of dreaded employment. And then you began your first company?
I started my first company, Ishir, which was the BMW.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, in the middle. I love that. And so at University of Texas at Austin, mm-hmm. Yes? Okay.
Yes.
And your studies there were computer sciences?
Well, I did go in for computer science, but I graduated with a business economics degree. So I switched gears. I decided that I loved programming, but I enjoyed economics and business courses more. So I switched gears while I was in school.
Oh, very good. Very good. And so what led to, though you may have been predestined, you may have had no choice but to be an entrepreneur, but what led to leaving Deloitte and starting your first company?
Actually, I think you are right on the fact that I was destined to be an entrepreneur, but that was destiny guided by my parents that, hey, when you grow up, when you go to college, you will go and do a business and you probably will join the family business. So that was the destined of being an entrepreneur. But the way it changed for me is that when I was at UT, I felt that I did not want to follow the given path by my parents. I wanted to explore myself and define and sort of find my own purpose. And so what I did is that I actually decided to go and find myself a consulting job, which is what I wanted to do at that point, because I felt that was going to give me a good holistic view of being a business person. I didn't think that I would get into business at that point. More so, I would think I was wanted to start my career in consulting and then probably get my MBA and then think about business, right? So that I had this sort of path for myself. But when I was in Deloitte, I had the fortune to work with some really great people. And one of my senior managers that I was working with and I was to report up to, he had a performance review off me. And he said, you know what? He says, you know, I don't know why you're doing consulting. You're not meant for consulting. And I said, what do you mean? He says, you know, you're really meant to be an entrepreneur, a businessman. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And he said, you know what? He basically convinced me that I should go and pursue my own goals. And instead of at that point, investing any more time in consulting. So what I did post that conversation, reflected on it, and then gave them my 2 weeks notice and started my company.
Very good.
It didn't take that long to make the decision. Like I just only had to sleep over it.
As is the case with a lot of entrepreneurs, does not take a lot of time. And I love the fact that even though you were somewhat destined to be an entrepreneur, the path was actually through the family business. And then like a good entrepreneur who is always has a little bit of rebel, said, well, yeah, but not really. I think I'm going to go this path. And I felt that rebel was a component of entrepreneurs until I met Ari Weinzweig at Zingerman's Deli out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. And he was like, you know, it's maybe better said as an anarchist. And I was like, oh, I like that even better. Yeah, I think that is the average entrepreneur. So, okay, well, tell us about, you've been in business a long time. You've got different service level offerings. So tell us about a time in your business past where things were going along pretty well, but then a couple of pieces fell into place where you had this huge hockey stick of growth. Do you have a warp speed moment you could share with us?
Yeah. So, early on in business, we, like any other, entrepreneurs trying to start a business, we hustled and we did whatever it took to get the business going. And all of a sudden we saw this hockey stick moment around 2000. I started the company in 99. So I saw the hockey stick moment, come our way in 2003 onwards. And pre 2003 or the 99 to 2003 was a very rocky road. We went up and we went down. We almost went out of business twice over. because of the dot-com bust and 9/11, hit. So there were pretty close, cases. And then all of a sudden, I think we found our niche. We found what we were looking for, and that helped us grow. So we grew fairly rapidly. First year we were about 25 odd people. Second year was ups and downs. So let's say that we averaged out at 25. But what happened on the fourth year, you know, or 2003 onwards, we started seeing a hockey stick moment where we went from, you know, like the double digits to three digits, but went up to almost 400 employees. So we've grew really rapidly.
Wow. And any, you know, anything you can point to as, hey, because of this, that facilitated that major growth?
Yeah. So I would just say, you know, the word is called focus, you know? And so when we figured out what problems are we trying to solve and we committed to them, that's when the focus happened. And that's when we started seeing a hockey stick curve go up.
Awesome. Love that. So what about a hard lesson? Something in your past where, as you were going through it, you're like, this is brutal. This is maybe the worst moment of my business career. Do you have a hard lesson you can share? We know that success stories include stories of failing and almost, you know, equidistant from the main line. The bigger the failing, the larger the subsequent winnings. So do you have a hard lesson you can share with us?
Sure. I think, I mean, obviously, you know, we all try to celebrate the successes, but don't celebrate the failures, because the failures actually help us prepare us for the best, you know, and also appreciate the good moments that we have. But, you know, I mean, I think one of the stories I can share with you is that I went through a business divorce in 2010, which was 11 years into my business. And that experience obviously taught me a lot of lessons about, trust and relationships and, you know, how to conduct and how, and it's almost mentally broke me, right? Because the fact that I had a business partner who was one of my best friends, you know, and, you know, whatever led us to separate ourselves, it was a hard lesson by itself. But what I would just say is the hard lesson happened after we split and we got into, separate businesses and split the business. I felt that I really had to mentally prepare myself to start from beginning, because there were certain parts of my business that I did not manage and maintain. I actually was focused on what I did and my business partner was focused on what he did. And what really happened is that I had to really relearn how to do business to get business alone, because I didn't have that person to count on to make decisions with. I had to learn how to make different decisions. And then I had to build I always had a good leadership team, but then I inherited a new leadership team and had to build a brand new team. So it's almost like mentally I had to start all over again, which is really hard when you have worked really hard to, you know, build a business 11 years, right? So that actually taught me that, you know, a lot of things about myself, I had to relearn about who I was, redefine my own purpose, and really find myself in that beaten path. So it was, you know, maybe I'm not being very descriptive, but the reality is that you need to constantly be clear about your intentions and where you are trying to grow. And at the same time, you have to keep investing in yourself and investing in your teams and be, you know, I mean, I think we have this thing called traction, called VTO and all that stuff. I didn't have all those tools to myself at that back then. It was like, I really had to rethink and didn't have tools to go with it. So always keep learning and getting tools to help you in those situations where you don't have, you've never been, or, you know, at least have tools that can help you get out of those situations.
Yeah. Love that. Love having the right tools and just recognizing that you never know it all. You have to continue to grow, have to continue to reach past the boundaries of your comfort zone.
That is right.
No other way around it. Okay. So really good stuff. What about, you know, a pearl, a golden nugget, something, you know, we don't know, that would help entrepreneurs everywhere, okay, as they march towards their success story, some golden nugget you could share?
The simple golden nugget is that you cannot do it all, right? You have to have the right people on your team to help you get there. So, the learning is that, you know, when I started my business, you know, you feel that you're sort of the the superhero and you can do it everything, and you need to expose yourself to learn everything. That's not even I'm not taking that away, but you need to be able to depend on people to get there. And as soon as you're able to figure out, you know, your unique abilities that you think that nobody else has and you can invest in, and you determine that these are the things that you do not enjoy doing, and you can definitely have other people who can do it as good or better than you, that's when you start really seeing the growth, because then you get out of their way and you let them do what they do really well. And that's a unique ability, and you focus on your unique ability on your own, and that just makes magic happen. And that's what my golden nugget is. Just keep finding a love in what you do and keep investing in what you love doing, right?
Well, and I think that's pure wisdom. You know, I'm a 35-year entrepreneur, and I say this with a little remorse, but not that I feel bad, just that I, you know, if I had it to do over, I would do it differently. But for maybe the first 10 years, you know, I maybe erroneously, but I always thought I was the smartest guy in the room. And in some of those rooms I was, that helped with that mindset, but I didn't see the real magic in my business till I surrounded myself with people that could do things I'm just not that good at. And so it takes a team. Somebody's got to play quarterback. Somebody's got to play running back. Somebody's got to kick the ball. Takes the whole team. Okay. So, all right, we're going to go back to the time machine. Okay. We're going to put you in the time capsule. It's going to take you all the way back. You were probably in Austin at UT at the time, to 20-year-old self. And you get just a couple of minutes of today's self with your 20-year-old self. And you can only share one piece of advice that would have helped you, made things easier, made things more productive on your entrepreneurial journey. What would that one piece of advice be that you'd tell your 20-year-old self?
You know, it's about keep learning, right? I felt that 20-year-old self, I felt that my learning will end as soon as my college ends, university ends, and I'm going to start doing what I need to do. And at that, I feel that one minute never stops learning, continue investing in yourself, continue to read the books and talk to really smart people and surround yourself with smart people around you. So I think keep learning. There's no end to it. You will keep learning the rest of your life, you know. Yes. And you cannot grasp enough knowledge in those 13 year school and college or whatever you know you spend, or 17 years you spend depending on how you finish your school.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, kind of full circle. I'm in my home studio today, and I live right around the corner from Deloitte University. Where, you know, because they do significant investment in, you know, learning amongst their teammates. So, Rishi, if somebody wanted to reach out to you and talk about Mini Cooper or BMW or Rolls-Royce software development, how would we get a hold of you?
Well, I think find me on LinkedIn. That's probably the easiest way, or I can share with my email address. It's Rishi, R-I-S-H-I at E-N-O number 8.com.
Awesome. So thank you so much for joining us today. Lots of wisdom here. You reach out to Rishi if you want to know something, because he knows stuff. And so I'm grateful that you came on the show. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. This has been a great conversation. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And that's today's episode of the Proven Entrepreneur Show. See you next time. Thanks. Bye.
That's today's episode of the Proven Entrepreneur. Go to provenentrepreneurshow.com, subscribe to the show, leave an iTunes review, and you could win a $25,000 VIP day in Dallas with Don himself. And get Don's easier and faster selling with video course free. Please join Don on the next episode of The Proven Entrepreneur.